Blog Talk Radio.
It's always good to
be aware of how far out you want to go. You know, you can go as far as you want. So, but always use specifics. I'll take my first caller. Oh, I also want to let you know I will be in Melbourne at a psychic fair this weekend. So I will be in Melbourne at the Mystic Fair. 520, area code. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name and where are you from?
Lisa, Arizona.
What's your question, Lisa?
I want to start my own business, and I'm wondering if you see that happening.
Yeah, it'll take you a good 6 months to get it up and running because you need to do, you know, the name and all that stuff, licensing and all that. It looks like you could do it within 6 months.
Oh, good. Oh, thank you.
And it looks like it'll have three names.
I think you're right about that. I think you're right. Because I'm unless I change the name.
You know, but it looks like it'll have three.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And then you have to have your mission statement too. So don't forget about that.
Yeah, well, it's edible. It's edible.
I know, but it still needs a mission statement. That's what they're telling me. I don't know. That's just what they're telling me. Don't shoot the messenger. And then don't forget to write your note to the universe of how you want to manifest it. Be specific.
Okay. Yes, I love that you said that.
So, because if you write something down, you retain it better, too.
Yes, I love it. I'm going to do that because I believe in the power of those kinds of things.
And it does work. It really does. Well, I thank you, Lisa, and I hope you have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to take my next caller, 941 area code. Hello.
Hi. Hello, my name is Carla.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Carla, Florida.
And what's your question?
My question is, I just rented a new office space probably almost 4 months ago, and she was going to also rent another room. Well, it turns out to be somebody that would be she's thinking about renting it to somebody that would be really loud. I'm a massage therapist, so we need it quiet. And before she was really considerate about the quietness because she's very loud. And all of a sudden today she just turned around and it's just like she doesn't care if it's
well,
going to be loud.
Well, it's not going to work there. You're going to have to get a different space.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is that what you're saying, that I'm going to have to leave?
Yeah, because it's going to be way too jarry.
Okay, yeah, because there was
like
a conference room.
Tearing the place apart next door. It will not be quiet.
Yeah, and because there's a conference room that in the lease says I can use for my classes that I teach, and she's going to rent that out to the chiropractor,
too. Well, you just need, her time is done with her.
Okay, but do you see that I'm going to have problems getting out of the lease? Because if she rents it out, that voids the lease. She messed up the lease then. I forgot the wording of it.
Oh. Well,
but
I
do you see
you
me having
get
problems
out
getting out?
I can see, because you need a quiet space, and it was in the lease, so. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't in the lease to be a quiet space. It was for it to be a massage place.
Right, but you can't do massage what's going in next door.
Yeah, but, I mean, do you see me having a problem terminating that lease, getting her to terminate it?
I don't think so.
Okay, because I kind of almost had a feeling she didn't even want me there today.
I don't think it'll be a problem. I think your time is done. This is a time of getting rid of what doesn't serve you anymore. Anything, people, places, things are going bye-bye when they don't serve you anymore. That's what happened.
Okay, do you see me finding another place?
Yes.
Because it takes a while to get my establishment license in that.
Right.
Before
it'll take you a good... I think you'll find something within a month, you know, and then then you have to, you know, while you're getting things straightened up for the place, you'll get your license and it'll all come. Everything will take about a month.
Okay. Does she want me to leave, do you think?
I think she's just going through her own stuff. She's not even thinking of another person.
Oh, yeah, because she's hungry. And money driven for a holistic doctor, you would think that she would be more conscious
but
of
but she's not
person.
You.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true.
Not everybody's you.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to be more than fine.
Okay. Okay. When should I have a talk with her? Wait till she signs a lease with this person, or wait till stuff starts hitting the fan, or?
I would wait until the noise happens, and then you have a right to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, you have to have a reason.
Well, and then also, if she rents out that room, it voids the lease, because that room was supposed to be available a limited amount of time.
Well, let her do it. Give her rope, and then you can get out of your lease.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
but you're going to go to a better place.
Okay. Okay,
all right,
thank you so much. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Hi, 917.
Hi, how are you? My name is Ashiel. How are you?
And where are you from?
New York City.
And what would you like to, what's your question?
I just have two quick ones. I'll be quick. The first one is, do you see any career change for me?
Yes.
Okay.
You, absolutely. You're not going to do the same thing you're doing.
but
what
I don't
do
know
you
what
do
it is.
Now? Because
right
there's
now
like...
I'm selling online. I have an online system, you know, and I feel like I'm going to do something else, but I don't know what it is yet.
But I see you going and working a job at a real place, you know, like management over people. And then
wow.
You do the online thing on the side.
And this is happening anytime soon?
Yes, it's happening within a couple months. Would you ever drive? Because whatever you're going to do, too, is you could be a driver for something.
No, I'm not. It's funny. Somebody mentioned that before.
Well, I still see that for you, too. So either it's your choice. I can't.
Okay.
What to do.
Okay. No, I'm glad that you said within 2 months. It's going to be managing something, right? Which is
yeah, I see management all around you.
Okay. And do you see me renewing my lease?
Do you see what?
Do you see me renewing my lease?
Yes, because you can't afford to move right now.
Okay, so everything's going to go smoothly.
You're going to stay where you are.
Okay, I want to, though. I just wasn't sure if I can, you know, it's going to go through well, you know. I was just
concerned. So you're in a good space right now.
Good space. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, 954. Hello, 954.
Hi, it's Sharon in Florida.
Hi, Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just wondered if you'd just seen anything in general in the upcoming months.
There's something legal around you, but you aren't even looking for work right now.
Nope.
So I can't tell you about work. You're just trying to get everything together. You're still back and forth about stuff, and things will calm down and settle down probably by summer.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's little sniglets here and there that you got to take care of.
Yep.